When we think about meditation, Eastern religions might come to mind, like Zen Buddhism or the practice of yoga. But a new study from the Pew Research Center finds that meditation is much more common across religions than you might think. In fact, 40% of Americans reported that they meditate at least weekly, and many Christians, including 49% of evangelical Protestants and 40% of Catholics, say they do too. 6 in 10 Mormons say they meditate at least once a week as well. But what they define as meditation might differ, according to Thomas McConkie. He's a practicing member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and he's trained in Buddhist mindfulness. And as part of his nonprofit, the Lower Light School of Wisdom, he leads meditation workshops around the country, teaching people of all faiths how to deepen their faith with this traditionally Eastern practice. I spoke with McConkie more about the practice of meditation and how he sees it growing among a new generation of Mormons.
Meditation means different things to different people. I've practiced quite broadly in the Eastern context as well as in a Christian context. And my sense of it is that if you, you know, push into either of those schools, East and West, that you start to discover some universal principles about meditation. I mean, in its simplest form, meditation is about paying attention in a deliberate way. It's paying attention to how we pay attention.
So tell us about these workshops. What is it that you lead people through? Can you give us an example of what this is like for people?
Sure. I teach people how they can work with the practice individually on their own. And then I help them come into a meditative space. I kind of refer to it as an eyes open meditation, where we're together, we're in relationship, we're in community, we're interacting, but at a different pitch of awareness, you could say. So I want my students to understand that we do meditative practice so that we can eventually come to experience all of life as a deep and beautiful meditation.
Yeah. So 7 years ago, when you started doing these meditation workshops with Mormons, mm-hmm. what kind of reactions did you get from people? Was it a little out there for them?
That's a great question. I do think at first part of it was my own timidity. I mean, I had left the Mormon culture many years ago, and I was the, as they say in Zen, the bearded foreigner, this, you know, wild mystic coming back from the East with these exotic practices. So I think I was timid, but I think other people were a little bit timid at, you know, the introduction to it. It's not mainstream yet, right? But the more I did it, the more people have come out of the woodwork. I mean, let's talk about my mother. You know, a few years into my offering workshops and holding community meditation spaces, she just showed up one day, and she's been coming ever since. She's a very beautiful and traditional Latter-day Saint, and she's found a lot of benefit in the meditative practice. So I think that's a good indicator of where this is going in our culture.
So let's talk a little bit about this Pew study. So Pew says 6 in 10 Mormons reported that they meditate at least once a week. So this didn't surprise you. Why not?
Yeah, we're definitely working with some semantics here. Mm-hmm. In Mormonism, you can point to some oft-quoted examples of a prophet or a leader telling us that we should meditate. And usually the connotation of meditation is, you know, when you're praying, when you're studying scriptures, you should ponder very deeply, which is a beautiful form of meditation. I mean, to put that into perspective, if I had to guess at how many Latter-day Saints in the United States have a regular meditation practice in terms of what we might think of as mindfulness or sitting very still and noticing when thoughts come up and then letting the thoughts pass and refocusing on the breath or something like that, I think it would be maybe 5%. So when you hear 60%, I assume most of them are saying, well, I pray, and while I pray, I experience meditation, and when I read scriptures, I experience meditation, but different than, you know, what the practice of mindfulness, you know, is pointing to as a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah. But that also, you think, is growing within the faith.
Absolutely it is. I've seen that firsthand. I mean, I started, you know, a couple friends of mine when I got back from China wanted to, you know, learn a little meditation in my living room. And 7 years later, you know, we have over 100 people gathering on a Wednesday night to, you know, meditate in, you know, stadium style. I think people are really hungry for the practice, and they know that it benefits them on a number of levels. So they're willing to give themselves to it.
I wonder if you think that's generational. You hear reports more and more often about this generation, this millennial, younger generation of people not identifying with quote-unquote official religions, right?
Right.
You hear people say, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. What do you think those things mean in this context?
Right. You know, one of the hallmarks of the millennial generation is this desire for deeper inclusion. And the practice of mindfulness is inherently inclusive in the sense that it's non-doctrinal. It's not telling anybody from any particular culture to believe a particular thing. It's helping them see past really the activity of their mind, the activity of their emotions, etc., and touch into a stillness that we share universally as humans. And my experience in this practice for 20 years and guiding people in the practice is that when people touch into this stillness, they get this intuition that we are universally connected. And what does the world need more right now than that?
So what I wonder then, lastly, is when you're teaching these classes and as you've experienced this practice yourself, how do you think that it enhances your faith as a Mormon?
Yeah, what comes to mind is that the more I've practiced over the years, the more I'm able to make the distinction of, you know, I have beliefs and I have desires and I have hopes in my personal life. And the practice of meditation helps me make the distinction that, you know, my thoughts are different than, you know, what we would say are God's thoughts or, you know, God's will or desire for all of us. So it's instilled in me a kind of humility of what I don't know and what I can't know. And in that space of not knowing, that kind of emptying out quality, it allows room for a whole new depth of faith that goes even beyond thought, if you can imagine that.
Yeah. All right. Thomas McConkie, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Lauren.
Thomas McConkie is the founder of Lower Lights School of Wisdom in Salt Lake City.